figured I'd come on here, do a little live, talk to, you know, the three or four people that'll pop in, and, you know, go from there. Is that you, Jared? What up, my boy? Hope you're all right. Hope you're doing well. And I want to talk about money, which I know is like a sticky subject. Everyone's like, who wants to talk about money? But it's necessary. How I interact with money today affects how I teach my children how to interact with money. And it creates that, like, that system, that cycle that continues going down. People say generational wealth, and they immediately go to money. Just money. Just having money that'll sustain. Instead of saying, like, how do I teach my child how to interact with this money? And then that's why, like, 3-4 generations in, you get that one set of children, or that one child, who, like, blows it all and tanks the family. You know, white people drama and the soap operas and whatnot. But I think that's a true trope. You know, most tropes are grounded in some level of truth. And I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and I'm probably going to get a couple books about it, just because I feel like my parents never gave me the chops, you know? I didn't know what my parents were paying for rent. I didn't know how much an electricity bill was unless I was playing my Xbox too much. And it, like, it messes with your mind, because then you become an adult. You turn 18 and your parents are like, oh yeah, there's this thing that you got to do. It's called taxes. And you're like, what? When did that happen? And, you know, we're in America. Like, school doesn't teach you financial responsibility. It just prepares you to be a cog in the machine. That's it. Everything else, you got to get on your own. So I'm just going to, like, ramble about my thoughts currently about money and how I interact with it, and then go from there. So at this point in my life, I am 31. I'll be 32 in a month. And I have, like, a quasi-decent grasp of the money game and, like, what that looks like. Credit scores, savings accounts, 401ks. But if you asked me to write a book, I wouldn't necessarily be able to do that. I think my knowledge is, like, you know, if we're talking in terms of, like, grades, I'm, like, third grade at best. I'm an 8-year-old. You know, what is money? What does it do? It lets you buy things. And if you owe it, it's bad. And if you have it, it's good. And you shouldn't try to owe anyone anything unless you need to buy a house or a car. In which case, yes, you should borrow money. Like, it gets complicated. My oldest kid is 12. How do I instruct her on money, its importance, how to keep it, how to use it? Luckily, I've got younger brothers, and I've been helping them get into the money thing. So I've been helping them understand credit cards and getting them and what you're supposed to do with them. Credit score, you know, how that's reported to the credit unions, what a credit union is. Like, I've been sort of practicing on my brothers, and they understand for the most part. And I think that's good. I think that's great. But where does it go from there? You know, how do we set up best practices? How do I tell my brothers, like, you should save X amount of dollars per paycheck, you know, and then by the end of the year, you should have this amount, and that should allow you to do this thing. I don't know any of that. I don't even think my parents know any of that, to be honest with you. I think a lot of what my parents didn't teach me, or teach my brothers, was out of ignorance of the topic itself. So, yeah, I don't blame them. You know, they came to this country, they jumped into work, and they never picked their heads up to say, like, oh, we should probably learn a couple things. It was like, no, we got to make money because America's not all it's cracked up to be. How do I, as a black man, sort of teach the history of my oppression while also telling my children, like, run after this thing? Like, it was used to hold us down. But also now you should probably make it your priority. Like, we no longer go to college because we want to study things that we love. We go to college to study things that we know will make us money. And that's sad. But it's the reality of the situation. But, you know, what do you say? What do you do? I think, you know, I talk about this on the podcast a lot. The intersections of our lives in terms of our identities makes it hard to square issues that negatively impact one of those relations. So I live in a patriarchal capitalist society. I'm the breadwinner, but I've been unemployed for quite some time. And it's like, I'm having a hard time living in that. Like, I get to take care of my sons, and that's great, and I appreciate the time with them, but I kind of also want to work, but I don't want to do stuff that I don't enjoy. Like, it's hard to square that issue and get it to mean something. But it's necessary. Again, capitalist society. You have to make money. It's the only way to survive. You know, I can't do anything else. So I'm just trying to do the best I can. And, you know, I recently did a episode about an interview that I did last year with a friend of mine. And we talk about, like, commodification of your hobbies, your talents, things that you take a lot of joy in doing, but might need to make a coin off of in order to survive and continue doing that thing. You know, nothing is free. This Rodecaster costs a lot of money. These things that I use for this hobby of podcasting cost a lot. So at this point, do I commodify the podcast? Do I try to build an audience? Do I try to get brand deals? Or do I continue doing this because I love it? And, like, even though, like, I have, you know, 3 people watching an Instagram live, I'm okay with that. There's nothing in me that's like, this is bad, I should stop. Like, no, the 3 people who are in here, thanks for being here, I appreciate it. But there's, like, a part of me that's like, it's not even about the number of followers, it's like the visibility. If I could do this thing that I love, and I could also make money, that's great. You know, my cousin Jared is on here, and he makes music that I think is great. And, you know, even though he might do it because he loves it and it's a hobby, he also probably has to try to make money off of it. And that's a big deal. That's a hard thing. Sometimes for people, that's a hard thing to do, because then you lose the urge to just do that thing and do it well because you love it. Now you're at a different standard. Now you're like, damn, like, everything I do has to hit. Because if it doesn't hit, I don't make money. Changes the game. Changes how you approach the thing that you once did simply for the creativity of it. Now it's a different ball game. Now it's like, I've got to make this as premium as I can. And you start doubting yourself, and it's a lot. It's a lot to get into. But yeah, like, finances. How to be better about them. But all the books that I'm reading are written. Gotta work my enunciation there, I apologize. Written by white men. So like, I think they're coming to it from, like, a whole different perspective than I would be. And maybe that's, like, where the gap is. I don't know any black economists. I don't know any black financial advisors or people who are in that space, like a Dave Ramsey, but black. So, you know, it's tough trying to figure it out on your own. And then not only figure it out on your own, but disseminate it to the people around you who need the information. Your siblings, your cousins, your children. That's like a difficult thing to do. Yeah. Anyway, I need money. Money sucks. But it's the only thing that, you know, it's the only game in town. You gotta play. Gotta play the game. Anyway, I just wanted to test my equipment, which I did. And I think it's working. I don't know. I'm gonna listen to this and go from there. And, yeah. If you stop by on the live, thank you. I appreciate it. If you're listening to this episode, thank you. I appreciate it. And, we'll see you next time. I probably won't be able to do this one of these again until next week, Tuesday. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if the boys cooperate. I doubt it. I'll probably do them later. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, thank you. I appreciate it. Love you guys. Peace.